This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, I'm just finishing up a little bite of food here at Bonvenue Bank. They had some food here. Also, they had Lucky Dog out here earlier. And I mean, there were people stopping by just for Lucky Dog. But, you know, we're at the grand opening of the new Bonvenue Bank. It's on the East Causeway approach. It's in the shopping center with Rouse's, just on the backside of that shopping center. And it's a state-of-the-art bank. And, you know, you might think that you're totally comfortable with your bank, and you might be comfortable with your bank, but your bank might be taking you for granted. And, you know, if you have time, you might want to stop by Bonvenue Bank and just say, hey, tell me about your bank. And it might be beneficial for you to move from your bank, whatever that bank is, to Bonvenue Bank. And I have a lot of faith in this bank, and I have a lot of faith in how they deal with their customers and how they just approach banking with, you know, just a state-of-the-art mentality. And it's going to help you, and everything is so much easier these days. But, you know, don't just be another customer or taken advantage of by your bank. And just stop by Bonvenue Bank sometime. And again, they're here at East Causeway Approach in the shopping center with Rouse's, just on the backside of there. And, you know, and just come in and talk to an officer. And they might give you a good reason why you should leave the bank you're with right now and come to Bonvenue Bank. So we've got a lot to talk about. We've got a couple of people on the phone. I want to get to those calls. You know, we're going to continue to do the best we can to keep you up to date on the six escapees that are still out there. Those criminals are out there, and like these are criminals. They were in jail for a reason, and this is national news. It is another embarrassing scar on the city of New Orleans. But again, I don't think this is going to stop anybody from coming here, because it's not like these escapees are not trying to hide. And according to officials, their families and friends are helping them hide. And they'll be in big trouble, and they'll be in serious trouble when they get caught. And ultimately, they'll get caught as well. I want to thank Rudy from Good Guys Tree Service from coming by. And Charlie, who used to be with 4141. I hope he comes back, because I could talk to Charlie about a few interesting stories. We'll also talk to somebody else with Bonvenue Bank here in just a few minutes. Let's go to Larry in the truck. Larry, thanks for hanging on. You're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call as usual, man.
Sure. Hey, thanks, Larry.
I want to get down to business here. Let's get Governor Landry and Attorney General Liz Morrow to get back here and demand the sheriff and the mayor be terminated as of today. They dropped the ball. What about these poor victims that are out there shivering in their house, scared, locked up behind doors,
yeah,
worried about these guys coming back that testified against them that's going to try to kill them or get revenge on them?
I understand.
Give them the black eye.
Yeah, I understand why they're scared, but honestly, Larry, I think that these people are probably doing the best they can to stay hidden, and I don't think that they would come out and try and do anything to the victims. But I don't blame the victims for being concerned, and the victims need to be vigilant and need to be concerned. But I really think that they're busy trying to hide right now, and that would not be first on their mind.
I have one other thing to say, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I really appreciate your show, and you are honest, and you tell it like it is. You don't BS with nobody, and that's why I called to have my voice heard amongst all these people that listen to your show. Thank you, Scoop. We love you. We love New Orleans. Go Saints.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. It is it's an honor that you would say those things about the show. Let's go to Andy in Lafayette.
Hey, Scoot. I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to follow up with the conversation with Jason Smith and investing in saving. Do you think he would?
Okay.
I caught the tail end of that, so I might have missed it. Do you think he'd just recommend in investing in businesses and then kind of being able to control that business and make it more profitable for yourself, or how would he go about that?
Wow. I don't, it's a great question that I can't answer. You know, if you want to call back, I'll let you ask that question to Jim Hudson, who is the regional president of Bonvenue Bank, and he's going to be with us just after 2:25. You want to call back in a few minutes?
Yeah, that might be a good idea. I mean, I'm just kind of thinking like the folks like Warren Buffett and George Soros, like, how do they make their money? Do you know that?
You know, no, I don't know how. Well, they make wise investments, and they invest in a lot of companies. George Soros has invested in the company that owns WWL and owns a lot of radio stations around the country. His investment group has invested in these radio stations. George Soros has no control over programming whatsoever, and nothing has changed programming wise on WWL since he became an investor, contrary to what a lot of people want to believe. But you know, they also the stock market, and a lot of people do well with that. I am the last, I'm just being honest with you, Andy, I am the last person to get financial advice from. I wish I would have been given better financial advice when I was young. You know, I don't blame my dad for not giving me better advice. I guess he just didn't know any better, and I don't think my dad was the best with money. But I'm the last person to ask. But I would be happy to put you on with this person with Bonvenue Bank, and he'll give you a legitimate answer for your question.
Yeah, I mean, the whole George Soros buying WWL,
well, like,
I didn't know that.
Okay.
That's brand new to me. And, I mean, doesn't that kind of make it easy for him to eventually come in and say, you know, I want you to talk about X, Y, and Z? I mean, I know he had a lot of power with all those Democrats and all the billion-dollar donations and everything. I mean,
yeah. You know, this comes up on my Facebook page occasionally, and there are people who are just convinced that George Soros has control of the station, and that's simply not true. Nothing has changed on the air. Tommy's show hasn't changed. Newell's show hasn't changed. My show hasn't changed. Sports Talk hasn't changed. Nothing has changed to indicate that he has any control. You know, if he, I mean, anything is possible, but that's just not in. That's not in the future. He's investing in this company. I mean, we're glad that he invested in our company, but that's it at this point. Now, you know. Anything can happen, and a manager could come in and say, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. I don't know if I could do it if it was something that I didn't believe in. I love WWL because we're all free to express our opinions. You know, we have certain responsibilities in terms of the FCC and certain responsibilities just in terms of etiquette and how we do things. But beyond that, we are free to express our opinions. But Andy, give me the question that you asked. And I will ask this representative. He's not there. All right. Well, if Andy calls back, that's great. I'm not the person to ask that kind of advice to. Let's go to Ian and check in with some of your text messages. Oh, we got to go to a break. Okay, we'll go to break. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. When we come back, yeah, we'll talk to Jim Hudson, regional president of Bonvenue Bank. And you know, this is a show a little bit about banking. It's also a little bit about a bunch of other stuff. And I can't wait to tell you what Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend fantasizes about. He's actually in the media. You probably have never heard of him, but, you know, we'll talk about that. And also, there's a new trend going around, especially with young generations. It's done on public transportation and while on long flights or even short flights. It's done while people are on a plane. It's called bear beating. And some people around you may be doing this and you don't even know it. But maybe it's even something that you should start doing. So we'll tell you about this new trend. All right, if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar today, we wish happy birthday to Cher. Cher, 79 years old today. You know, she's amazing. I heard an interview with her on Howard Stern recently, and it was an amazing interview. And, you know, I don't know if she's going to do another reunion tour, but there's always that possibility because one thing that Cher loves to do is tour, and she's had many farewell tours. So I have a feeling that her last farewell tour might not be her farewell tour. So, but she really is an amazing person and really went through a lot in the early years. Also, we're continuing to keep you updated on the six escapees who are still out there. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back live from Bienvenue Bank and Bonvenue Bank, and we're right on the East Causeway approach in the same shopping center with Rouse's. So stop by Bonvenue Bank and we'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're at the grand opening of Bonvenue Bank on the East Causeway Approach in Mandeville this afternoon, and it's great being here. I did the remote for their grand opening of the West Bank, and it's great to be here with Bonvenue Bank again. These are really great people, and again, I remind you that if you had been with the same bank for a long time, your bank might be taking advantage of you, and you don't even know it. And so just, if you have time, you know, just stop into Bonvenue Bank right here. It's in Mandeville. Just stop in and just talk to somebody about why you might move your money, move your accounts from your bank to Bonvenue Bank. You might be doing yourself a really big favor. Jim Hudson is the South Louisiana Market President. He joins us again on WWL. Jim, good to see you again.
Thanks, Coop. Glad to be here.
All right. How's business?
Good. Really good. We had a great turnout today, as you saw from the grand opening.
And yeah.
So we've done pretty well over here. We've been in the market for a couple of years, but we didn't have a permanent location. So we finally have this renovated. It came out fantastic. And we're very excited about being here.
How difficult is it for banks to succeed today? Is it a tough business?
I think it's a tough business. It's a tough operating environment. I think people are more aware of things in banking than they used to be. But it still goes back to building a relationship with people, having a history of trust, and just do what you say you're going to do. And that's what we do here. We're very committed to the community. It's been the culture of our company for 40 years, and certainly been my own personal creed that I've lived up to about if you're only as good as the community that you're in, and you need to invest back in the community, and when you do that, good things happen.
At one point, were you a teller?
No, I never was a teller. I'm a degree in accounting from the University of New Orleans and went to work for a small bank in Gretna. And I really never thinking it would be a permanent job for me, just wanted to get an idea of what banking was all about. And I guess I got lucky. I got one of the lucky ones that fit me, what my skill sets were. And I enjoyed the team concept of it all. And I enjoyed, you know, helping customers, you know, kind of find their dream.
So was there a time when you realized, okay, this is for me, this is the business I love?
Yeah, probably. I had an opportunity to go start a new bank, a de novo bank, which doesn't happen every day. It was during the 80s when things were really tough. And I learned a lot from doing that. And I kind of understood what my clients go through when they're trying to operate and open a new business. And I think it gave me great empathy for helping customers, you know, find their dream to do what they want to do. So I counsel people all the time about careers and where they're going, and if you can't have fun doing what you do every day, then you're probably doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, you know, I love that idea, and I love this job, and I've been doing this for over 50 years.
I've been listening to you for 50 years.
I appreciate that. But you know, I remember reading years ago, some Chinese philosopher said that, you know, a truly happy man is someone who can't tell the difference between work and play, and that certainly is it for me. But I find it interesting that's for you, and you're a banker.
Yeah, you know, the board 4 years ago asked me, along with Jason Smith, our CEO, to open up South Louisiana for them. And I accepted the challenge. And, you know, again, banking's not easy. You said that, and I agree with you. But it gave me a chance to build a team. And I think probably the things that I enjoy about banking that I've done in my career is building teams. And so I think we have built a really dynamite team in South Louisiana. And they all would tell you, man to man, woman to woman, that the first thing I talked about was having fun and finding joy. If you can't walk in the door in the morning and find joy in what you do and have a good time in doing it, then you're doing the wrong thing.
So what do you think? I asked this of Jason earlier. What do you think is the biggest problem with customers who come in and deal with tellers? What's the biggest challenge the tellers have with customers?
Well, Congress has created a bunch of laws that we have to live by now, and I'm not saying they're bad laws. It's not the way things used to be. I've been in banking, kind of like you've been in radio for 50 years. I've been in banking almost 50 years, so things have changed a lot. But it's going back to knowing your customer, and so if you know your customer, you take the time to know your customer. When you walk in the bank, and we're calling out customers' first names, you kind of get away from some of the process-oriented things that we have to do just as a matter of our job. And I think you try to make it personal and make it fun for the customer.
Yeah, and I mean I'm sure that's challenging, and I'm sure that there are moments when, you know, the customer's always right, but you know that the customer's not always right.
Well, look, I think you just got to be honest with the customer, and don't if you can't, it is what it is, and we take responsibility for decisions that we make. I don't blame loan committee. I don't blame the manager. I don't blame anybody. We teach our people to take responsibility and be fair and open and direct with our clients, and you can do it in a way that they don't get mad at you. Look, we'd rather say yes every day than say no. Saying no is hard, but there's an art to that, and I think if you build the trust and the relationship with the client, they'll take a no, because sometimes you're doing it in their best interest.
I remember one time I felt like going to the bank because the bank's telling me I don't have any money in my account. I'm going, well, I've still got all these checks in my checkbook. You know, I don't get it. Why are you telling me I don't have any money?
You sound like my wife now.
I can imagine what a challenging business it is. And somebody called a little while ago, and I don't think they have called back. I invited them to call back because they asked me the question, and I don't know how to answer the question. But it was something about investing in, like, a small business. What advice would you give somebody if they had a chance to invest in a small business?
Well, I think they need to study. You know, the question would be their background in that particular business and how much research have they done. You know, who do they compete against? Do they have the capital to support that? Because, you know, quite often we find that people try to start a business and they're not well capitalized, don't have a great business plan. So I think you got to be very diligent and thoughtful as you work through it. And it's one of the things that we do and help people to tell them what we giving them our advice as to what step one, step two, step three is, and kind of help them walk through that process.
Is it ever advantageous for a customer to go to a bank like Bonvenue Bank and try and get a car loan over getting the car loan through the dealership?
Well, you know, if banks used to make car loans regularly, it's what we did. My early days in banking, I made a lot of car loans. But that tends to be more of a process-driven thing. And typically dealerships, through their larger companies, do a better job of doing car loans. And their rates tend to be better than banks, just to be very honest. You know, we do car loans, but it's not what we're best at.
I understand. Well, I appreciate that honest answer. Yeah. So what about a small business? Let's say somebody has an idea of opening up a small business. Yeah. They have an idea. They want to get started. What would be their first step if they came in?
I think we'd counsel them, try to understand what their knowledge and background is in that particular industry, or why their idea or their service is going to be better than the competition. Who is the competition? What are your personal finances? How long can you carry that business? And two, it can break even. And then, you know, there are several vehicles. One would be, you know, the Small Business Administration, and we do quite a bit of those kind of loans. And there are different vehicles within that. If it's a real estate involved, it might be we call a 504 program where the customer is only putting up 10%. SBA is doing the other 40%, and the bank finances 50%. And those are quite, you know, it's quite often. There's also a 7A program where if small business is looking for working capital, it may be a way to provide that. And typically you want the customer to have some equity into that project or into that business. But we're going to be looking at what their research shows and what they did from a performer and business model. And we will walk them through that, and there's different advice that we can, you know, give them.
Do you ever sometimes find yourself in a situation where, well, you know, we're going to kind of take a chance with this person?
Yeah, we have. And it probably historically used to be easier to do that when we weren't as regulated as we are today. And so I think we always want to say yes. I mean, yes is the easy answer, right?
Yeah.
But it's not always in the client's best interest, because maybe they're getting into something they really don't have the background to, and the end result is not going to be good for them personally, because they're usually putting their personal assets and their signature at risk in any type of business venture. So we want to make sure that they're putting their money in the right place and doing the right thing, and that there's some you know high percentage of success that we can count on.
One question this person had who called earlier about investing in a business, he asked me, he said, how did Warren Buffett get to be that rich?
Good investments, smart guy, and he just obviously had a knack for it, and I'm not sure what his starting point was. Sometimes people have a better starting point than other people do. Look, the more money you have, the easier it is to make money.
Of course. So what do you tell somebody who doesn't have money, but they want to maybe take a chance on something? Do you think about stocks? Do you think about investing in something else? What advice would you give them?
What advice I would give them to where they invest their money?
If somebody has a little bit of money, or they've got a little bit of disposable income or a little bit of money that they want to invest, what would you suggest? If they have grandiose ideas of being really big and rich.
Well, I think it's the risk tolerance. We try to explore, I mean, are you willing, if you've got a few dollars personally, are you willing to risk that? And what degree of risk are you willing to accept? If you want to be conservative, then I think there's all types of insured deposit accounts that you can put your money in, that you can go to sleep at night and you don't have to worry about market risk and loss of principal. So I think it just depends where that person is financially. If you built up a pretty big financial statement over a period of time, maybe you have a higher tolerance for taking additional risk and playing in the equities or doing some other things. So I think it just depends on that person, their current financial situation, and what their risk tolerance is.
Because the bigger the risk, the greater possible the gain.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And we're a bank, obviously, and we want to make sure we protect our clients to the best we can. And sometimes you have to protect people from themselves.
Yeah, there are people historically who have given out loans to friends, acquaintances that they shouldn't have given out loans to, family members, and they failed. And that's something that's really regulated today, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. The underwriting part becomes really important. I'm pretty proud of our underwriting area. They work in conjunction with the business bankers very closely. But we also understand the science of underwriting credit. But to me, there's an art of lending money. And so you have to combine science with art, I think, to come out with the right outcome for your client.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's fascinating to me because, I admit I don't know much about it. And I made a lot of mistakes in my life in terms of not saving. And I don't blame my parents, but I wasn't taught.
Right.
I had no knowledge of it, and I don't have an instinct for it. So, I've been one of those who throughout life has gotten by and done well, and I've saved a little now, but I didn't know anything in the beginning. I'm learning a little bit more now, but
right.
It's a tough business, and I respect anybody who has an instinct for being in banking and for being in investing. All right, Jim Hudson is the South Louisiana Market President for Bonvenue Bank. Thanks for being with us, Jim.
Appreciate it. Thank
you. All right, great seeing you again.
Same here, man.
Thanks for all the information. All right, when we come back, I want to tell you about this new trend that's going around, mainly with a young generation, but there's a new trend out there. And, when I read about this, I thought, I do this. I didn't realize that I do it, but I do this, and maybe you should be doing more of this, and you're not. So we're going to talk about this new trend called bear beating. It's similar to raw dogging and bear backing. So we'll get into that when we come back. All right, if you have a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We're live from Bonvenue Bank, East Causeway Approach, and the Rouse's Shopping Center in Mandeville. Yeah, I hope you're cool right now, because it's hot. Yeah, it's not officially summer, but it sure feels like it outside. We'll be right back with more live from Bonvenue Bank in Mandeville on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're at the grand opening of Bonvenue Bank. It is a brand new location, state-of-the-art bank on the East Causeway approach in Mandeville, in the shopping center with Rouse's. We're just around the other side of that. There's balloons outside, so it's easy to find us. And you know, I remind you that if you've been with the same bank for a long time, they might be taking advantage of you. You might find better customer service here at Bonvenue Bank. They might even have more to offer. And to lose anything by taking a chance of just stopping in Bonvenue Bank and just take a few minutes when you've got a few minutes in your day, just take a few minutes and talk to one of the officers here at Bonvenue Bank. And for those of you, you know, just getting started in life, you're young, this might be an opportunity to just understand a little bit more about banking and saving. And, you know, it might be part of your future. So, you know, come check it out at Bonvenue Bank. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. So we're really glad to be here again. We'll get to some of your text messages in a few minutes. There's a new trend going around with young people, and it really involves public transportation, or if you're on a flight somewhere, particularly a long flight. Now, bear beating is a new trend, and many of you have heard this. It's playing music or a video out loud without headphones. It's really obnoxious. Bear beating. That's the trend of doing this. It's not a good trend. Now, it's a little different from these other trends, but it's interesting that these trends really mostly involve a younger generation. Raw dogging or bear backing. And the definition of raw dogging is undertaking an activity without the support of any kind of technology, without the support of any preparation. And so, essentially, if let's say you're on a flight, you're not watching anything, You're not listening to anything. You're not reading. You're just relaxing. And just maybe if you're sitting by a window, you're watching the clouds. It's really a Zen-like thing to do. And Americans have more of a tendency to want to be distracted all the time. Japanese people, for example, and many in the East, they have a tendency of understanding more about the Zen mind, or just, you know, experiencing the essence of being. And for us, it seems like we always want to be distracted. I studied Zen for a while, and just I learned a lot about it. And it was interesting how the Western mind is complicated and looks to complicate things, as opposed to the Eastern mind that is more simplistic in its approach to life. I guess that's the best way to put it. I'll tell you, a perfect example of this was in Portland at the Rose Garden, which is a beautiful thing to visit when you're in Portland. Portland is the city of roses. And there's a Rose Garden area, and they have different gardens there. Well, if you know what a Zen garden looks like, it's sand, and there are maybe a few rocks and maybe a small tree or two, but the majority of the Zen garden is sand. And there's a rake. You can see the grooves in the sand from the rake, and sometimes they go in different directions. And so sometimes you'll see the rake at the Zen garden. So this couple that appeared to be American comes down the stairs. I'm sitting at the Zen garden, just kind of studying, you know, and thinking in my Zen mind. And this couple comes down and they look at the Zen garden, and one says to the other, they see the sand, and they see that it's kind of empty, and they see the rake there, and they said, "Oh, it looks like this isn't finished yet." And that is a great way to describe the Western mind versus the Eastern mind. And we can learn a lot from Eastern culture. In its simplicity, the Zen garden was finished. So what I'm suggesting is the raw dogging and this other trend of, well, you know, don't participate in bear beating. This is not something that you really should be doing because it's obnoxious. Playing music, videos out loud without the use of headphones. Nobody needs to hear your business. But the part about raw dogging, this is a trend that started a little while back. And it really is interesting to think about being without something. And, you know, I remember reading very early on that if you can explain Zen, you really don't understand it, because it's something that you just have to experience. But I will say this, Zen and just resting your mind is about emptying your mind. And you empty your mind, and that makes it more prone to accept new things into your mind. So think about being on a plane, and I do this often. I'm not watching anything. I'm not listening. Sometimes I'm typing on my laptop. A lot of times I'm writing. A lot of times I'm thinking. But I often, and I always try to get a window seat, I often just look out of the window and think. And sometimes I guess I do too much thinking, and I should do a little better job of just relaxing and experiencing the moment without thinking, because I'm always thinking about the show. I'm always thinking about my career. And I think sometimes I could do a better job with that. So instead of always being distracted, there are younger people who are getting more into this. It doesn't matter what age you are. Instead of being more distracted all the time, try to find times when, instead of listening to something, instead of watching something, you're doing nothing. Let's go to Ian with a few of your text messages.
There are some alternative definitions to the terms of both barebacking and raw dogging that we will have to leave for another day.
Yes, I know that.
You're aware.
I know that. That's why yes.
We wanted to be sure about that. Anyway, we're getting a lot of texts too about...
Yes, I am aware of that.
Yeah, the jailbreak. Here's a text that says, "Hey, Scoot, I think you're not looking at the full picture when talking about how people don't really care and are still coming to New Orleans after the jailbreak. I worked in the hospitality industry for 30 plus years, and let me tell you, Companies and associations most certainly do care. This is another negative aspect that has stained the city, and these companies look at the safety of their attendees as a deciding factor when looking at cities to bring their business to. They look at how well run a city is from top to bottom. We used to be one of the top tier cities for convention rotations, and now we're not even looked at? When these conventions come for site visits, they regularly ask for an NOPD representative to be present to discuss this very fact.
You know, I appreciate that. And I what I said was, I don't think any conventions are canceling as a result of this. But clearly, this negative stain is going to determine what conventions might book into New Orleans. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We're having a little bit of a communication delay with Ian, so that's why we haven't done more of your text, and that's why our communication back with the station is a little bit limited on the show today. So I just want to share that with you. We're going to come back with more. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On this day in 1989, on the SOTA Rock Culture calendar, Paula Abdul had the number one song in the country. It was her second number one hit. Forever Your Girl was her second number one hit. It was the title track from her debut album, but this was her second number one hit from the album. And, you know, remember, she was just such a great dancer. She started out as a Laker girl, and she went on to become a great, great choreographer. I'm Scoot, and we're live from Bonvenue Bank in Mandeville, and we'll be back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.